Jadak blew out his breath. Okay, I'm impressed. What else?
His wife, that would be Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan, former Senator and Chief of State Organa, present-day Jedi Leia Organa Solo, is a hero of the same caliber. They're like a match made in the stars. And the point I'm trying to make is that we don't want to cross them. Under no circumstances do we want to cross them.
Post was getting a bit shrill, and Jadak gestured for him to keep it down. I appreciate your concerns for our safety.
No, I don't think you do. Not fully.
Jadak gritted his teeth. You gonna let me state my piece? Post put his forefingers in his ears. Jadak moved Post's hands and forced him to sit on the roof's retaining wall. That ship, no matter what Reg Taunt or Quip Fargle or Han Solo calls her, is the Stellar Envoy. And no matter where she's been or what she's done in the past 62 years, she's the key to our finding a treasure of unimaginable proportions. Now, if you're willing to walk away from that just because the present owners are two galactic heroes, you can do that, and I'll take over from here. But after all the parsecs we've logged, and with what we stand to gain, I think you've got to consider your decision carefully. Post stared at him.
Did I mention how good Solo is with a blaster? Did I mention how criffing lucky he is? Did I mention that his wife carries a lightsaber and knows how to use it?
He swung around to gaze at the Falcon.
Take another look. Maybe you're wrong about her being your ship. Maybe Parley Thorpe's broke down and this is some other YT, a replacement.
Jadak turned. Though he wasn't about to admit as much to Post, he did have his doubts. The Falcon wasn't just a modified YT-1300. She was a hybrid. More, she was closer to a warship than a freighter, boasting a thickly armored hull, outsized thruster ports, a pair of military-grade quad lasers, and a high-power rectenna dish. The front mandibles were nothing like those of the Stellar Envoy, and the docking rings had been altered. Even the cockpit was slightly different. And yet, despite the differences, every fiber of his being told him that the Falcon and the Envoy were one and the same ship. And just looking at the aged YT made him feel whole again. Here's what we're gonna do, he said. I'm gonna answer the Solo's holonet message and arrange to meet with them. While I'm doing that, you're gonna steal the ship and pilot it to Lesser Basit. Then I'm gonna get myself there one way or another, and we're gonna complete this treasure hunt. Poe stared at him as if he hadn't heard or comprehended a word.
I think you left out a few parts of the plan.
What parts?
The part where I foiled the Falcon's anti-intrusion system, which the Solos most certainly will have enabled. The part where I pilot a starship to another planet. The part where I'm caught stealing a ship and sentenced to 10 years in Carcel or some other criffing prison.
Jadak made a placating gesture. Lesser Basit is only a world away, and piloting a YT-1300 is child's play. It's no more difficult to pilot than that candy-colored airspeeder of yours.
I don't take my airspeeder into outer space.
Jadak's lips became a menacing thin line. Are you gonna calm down or do I have to sedate you? Post dropped his head into his hands and muttered at the roof.
Please tell me I'm hallucinating on Fargle's homebrew.
Jadak lifted Post's head. We passed a droid shop when we were casing the town. Do you remember it?
I remember.
You're gonna use the last of our credits to rent a slicer droid. I know there's one there because I saw it through the window. The droid is going to help you overcome whatever security the Solos have installed in the Falcon. And the droid is going to link with the ship's droid brain and auto-guidance systems and pilot the ship to Lesser Basit. Post regarded him open-mouthed.
The droid is going to do all that?
Jadak nodded. You just need to follow the droid's instructions.
I just need to do what the droid tells me to do.
Jadak smiled.
See how easy it is?